is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hi, Holly.
Good afternoon. So Rocco just brought me the story. He's like, did you know that a nanny musical is going to be coming to Broadway very, very soon? And I was like, oh, yeah, one of the songs is probably going to be Mr. Sheffield. Anyways, I was just like,
you're very good at that laugh.
That laugh.
I used to love that damn show.
Well, it is having a resurgence in popularity.
It is?
Yes, the kids are loving The Nanny. I think you can watch the entire series streaming on HBO Max right now. But you always see on social media people loving Fran Drescher's outfits from The Nanny. Super bright, 90s, tight, mini skirts, the hair up to, up to here.
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah. So I think that would be a kind of a fun show to revisit. And especially, if you haven't watched it before and maybe you've got kids at home who are super into Friends and they've gone through that and they're looking for something kind of nostalgic and fun. Yeah, go check out The Nanny.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, she was on The View and she said that she really can't sing. But she did say of Fran Fine, it's going to be a heavy singing part. So they're basically going to have to find the next Barbra Streisand, she thinks.
All right.
Yeah, but she is writing the show book with her nanny co-creator, Peter Mark Jacobson. And they were at the time that they were going to be developing it, Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We talked about that show earlier on. She said that she was going to be working on that. So it's going to be happening. And Broadway, of course, is reopening very, very soon. So that's very exciting. We haven't talked about Bennifer today.
No, let's talk about it. I think it's because he's filming somewhere and she's filming a video and maybe back in Miami.
Yeah, so Jennifer Lopez in Miami shooting a music video. She posted a few photographs on her Instagram account. But a source tells People.com this afternoon that Jennifer Lopez is set to relocate to Los Angeles. Now, we saw Jennifer Lopez with her pen and her notepad looking for schools for
That's
her twins.
Right.
She was very serious and in mom mode. And so this source is saying that she does want to move back to Los Angeles to be closer to Ben Affleck. Now, let's be clear. Jennifer Lopez already owns real estate in Los Angeles. So it's not like she's making this huge life change, a big sacrifice. I think she just bought a house in Encino a year or two ago. So she's fine.
Yeah, she is fine. And she, they spent the pandemic in Miami in their new big house on the island, Fisher Island or whatever. She's done with that.
Yeah, done with that. Also probably done with the weekly sex mansion rental that she had where he could go and smoke and she could do stretches for us to see.
Right.
But interestingly enough, the source over at Us Weekly with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are really pushing the soulmate angle with these two.
We just want him to make it to the Met Gala. That's all.
We just want to watch him make it out.
Yeah. Well, we just say,
hold hands, make out.
Yeah. They're accelerating the story. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. The tabloids are really gearing up this story. But, to your point, Lori, we want to see them glamorous.
Yes.
Please. Ben Affleck, when he chooses to do so, cleans up rather nicely.
Yeah, she's probably called her publicist. Is this Kanye and Arena shake thing? Do I need to be worried about this?
Exactly. Good news for BTS fans. BTS is reportedly set to release a new album this summer on July 9th. This is according to NME, citing a Korean news outlet. That local source is saying that BTS let it slip during a press conference for the single Butter that the group is planning to release this new album this summer.
Yeah, the ARMY's going crazy. They're losing their collective mind.
Well, you gotta lose your mind about something. But the Butter is a good song.
It is a good song.
Currently playing here on our bumper music.
I would not be surprised if it's one of the contenders for Song of the Summer. It seems early to be giving any such, assignation to anything like that yet.
But. Yeah, well, what do you guys think about any of the new music that you've been hearing in the past couple months?
I like Good For You, Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
I really like that song a lot. And
I'm obsessed with
Butter.
I've been listening to the album that came out earlier in the year, like last year, Gaslighter by The Chicks.
Yeah, but for a new one, like Megan Thee Stallion has a new song coming out
like
this Friday. I don't know. We haven't heard it yet. She's teasing us.
She's teasing us. And from what I can tell from Megan Thee Stallion's social media, I can't say the name
song. No, we can't say either of... Well, we can say the one name, but...
Yes, which stands for something that I suppose we won't be spelling out. You can figure it out. Yeah. Play the home game.
It's Thought Crap is the name of the song.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
But not quite as eloquent.
Right, right. But I mean, I hope maybe that song will be good, but there'll be a clean version. Like WAP last summer.
Yeah, yeah. You guys did the clean version of that
song. It was the wet and gushy.
Oh, how could we forget about that one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other people teasing new music that is possibly coming out in the next couple weeks. Ed Sheeran. So the Daily Mail is reporting that Ed Sheeran possibly gearing up to release some new music in the next couple of weeks. Now, he teased us with a little acoustic song that he released earlier this year, which I think it was like Everglow, Evermore.
Something. I liked it. It was pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're not totally excited for new Ed Sheeran music, Julia?
I love Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. So I do. I love him. I feel like, sure I am. I'm thrilled.
Well, no need to fake on any of our parts.
That's right.
If you're not interested,
I mean, I'm teasing. I do like him a lot.
The real deal. You know, going back to Kanye and Irina, I mean, this is the top story on TMZ. I feel like even though Kanye is moving away from Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner has the direct pipeline and given the hot tips over to Harvey Levin and TMZ. They've got the photographs of these two on the tarmac coming back from their romantic trip, alleged romantic trip in Provence, France. Landing in New Jersey, maybe he's wearing a new Yeezy Gap shirt. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. It looks like it kind of goes along with the jacket that came out yesterday.
You know that jacket and you posted it?
Yeah.
We've
had that.
Norma Kamali.
Yes, you're right, Lori.
Did the puffer coat with no zipper, no pockets, no snaps. Norma Kamali did that. So thank you, Kanye, for
copying her. I hope she sues him because she is only being sold right now at Walmart.
Oh, I love Norma Kamali.
I did too.
But anyway, that's where we've seen that jacket before.
Yeah. Well, I think you can buy Norma Kamali on her website.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Not just
you can get it at Walmart.
Stuff. You can?
Mm-hmm. She does have a line there.
She does have
her other nice line on her own website.
Yeah, Norma Kamali, the woman who designed that swimsuit that Farrah Fawcett wore on that poster.
You're right. With
those nipples.
You're right.
Yes. And she actually has a lot of cute stuff. I think I was over on her website within the past year. So a lot of basic jersey stretches and other things. Yeah. But yeah, you guys are right. You were totally right.
The sleeping bag coat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did that.
Yeah. So, we'll await that lawsuit. It's not like the Kardashian Jenners have not had to deal with stealing other people's ideas and then getting sued for it. Like Khloe just settling that. You guys talked about that a little bit the last hour, that she settled a Good American copyright lawsuit for an undisclosed
amount. They did this with their first makeup line. Kylie did it with her lip. She completely ripped off somebody else's thing. It's just, I guess that's what happens when you get big and you got money.
Right. Well, you know, if you go back into the history of the Kardashian Jenners appropriating other people's ideas, it goes back at least a decade. I mean, it's with the makeup lines, even when they had their line at Sears. Remember the Kardashians, humble beginnings,
doing
a collaboration with Sears, wholeheartedly stole a handbag design from Rebecca Minkoff.
Yes, that's right. I like it that you got a fashion memory, too. Not just gossip, Holly, but some fashion.
Like the clothes. All right. Thanks, guys. Let's go to my talk.
Vintage scandal.
It was quite the scandal.
All right, people. So we're going to go back and visit the 1980s.
Oh, all right.
And some celebrity scandals that you may or may not remember. Okay. And we're going to start out with Lionel Richie. And his then wife, Brenda Harvey. They had a violent domestic dispute. Here's how it went down. Their marriage ended very, very publicly. Very violently.
Is she Nicole? Is that Nicole's mom?
I believe it's Nicole's mom. Brenda Harvey reportedly found her husband, Lionel Richie, with Diane Alexander, a friend of the couple, and his now wife, in 1988. They were at Alexander's apartment, and Harvey wasn't.
She was like suspicious and had been
happy to
him?
Catch them together. Uh-oh. According to people, Harvey dropped kicked Lionel Richie in the stomach area. He went on to leave the apartment and later called the police, claiming his wife assaulted him.
That's some balls, man.
No.
For you to call the cops on your wife after she caught you in flagrante delicto.
Mm hmm.
You like my Latin, everybody?
That was good.
That was good. And so then she also hit and kicked Alexander in her living room when the police were reaching the scene. Mm-mm. The couple ended up getting divorced. That happened in 1988, but they got divorced in 1993. And he went on to marry Alexander.
And get divorced from her.
Mm-hmm. It didn't. Yep. That's right. He divorced her shortly thereafter. You're right, Lori. All right. Madonna's music video cost her an endorsement deal. Before Kendall Jenner had the little incident with Pepsi. Madonna was supposed to be doing a big Pepsi.
For like a prayer? Yep. Is that what era
yep, we're like in? A prayer. In 1989, the iconic music video, Like a Prayer, stirred up controversy due to the religious imagery where Madonna was, she up on a cross or what was she doing?
No, she, that
her cross is burning or something?
Yes, there was religious imagery in it. That was right. Such a great song and a great, great video.
Right. I love that song.
But yeah, you're right. She, I think, like people, the Pepsi lost
so
their mind.
There was so much anger over it that Pepsi decided just to cancel the ad starring her. And this is what spokesman for PepsiCo said at the time. When you've got an ad that confuses people or concerns people, it just makes sense that that ad goes away. Mm. And so does the spokesperson. Mm. Don Henley? Do you remember his little issue?
I know.
Uh-huh. Let's see. He had a little issue when he was at the annual Nashville Honors Gala, and he was at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The lead singer of the Eagles got arrested in 1980 for allegedly giving cocaine to a 16-year-old girl who was under the influence of drugs. She was allegedly naked and later booked for prostitution.
Whoa.
According to the investigators, they confiscated 22 grams of cocaine, 5 ounces of marijuana, quaaludes, and other drugs from Don Henley's home. He gave a plea of no contest to the charge of the delinquency of a minor. That's Don Henley.
Goodness.
I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
He had a good publicist, Rocco.
There you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Vince Neil pleading guilty to vehicular manslaughter?
Yes,
I do.
The Motley Crue lead singer was in an automobile accident that killed one person, seriously injured 2 other people. This was in 72. Mm. He had a blood alcohol count very high, and he reportedly drank alcohol before the accident. But in 1985, he pleaded guilty to it, finally.
From 1972? Mm-hmm. It took
84,
that?
Maybe, right?
84, sorry. Okay. It says here in 85.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when did the accident happen? 84?
72.
It took that long before he pled guilty?
Seriously injured 2 other people in 1972, according to the Los Angeles Times.
Not Vince Neil.
The Motley Crue lead singer was an automobile accident that killed one person. God, whose vintage scandal is this? Are we supposed to be getting all this input?
Okay.
Do you think I'm telling the wrong story?
No, Vince Neil had the accident, but in 72, he was 11 years old.
Well, how the hell, but the Motley Crue lead singer, this is probably a typo.
Yeah.
It was probably 82.
82.
But it said 72 on that. So thank you, Rocco.
Yeah.
I'm a big Motley Crue guy.
Right. I was like kind of going, wait a second, how could it take that long to be guilty?
I know. It doesn't fit. But I didn't. 82. Yeah, okay. It was 82. Okay. It was a huge controversy when Brooke Shields starred in the Calvin Klein ad.
But going back to Vince Neil, did anything happen to him?
He pleaded guilty of charges of vehicular manslaughter and drunk driving.
Probably paid something to the victims, but I mean, who wants, if you have the choice between having your person back or the money, unless they're really an awful person, you want the person back.
Right. We didn't get that from this.
Looks like he paid $2.6 million in restitution.
Oh, there you go. This is just giving us headlines, all the details.
Okay, fine.
But I appreciate, Rocco, you doing the work over there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to skip Brooke Shields because who cares?
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye was murdered by his father.
Yeah.
Let's see. So the sexual healing singer was tragically killed by his father, Marvin Gaye Sr., the day before his 45th birthday. The murder happened at his parents' L.A. home, which he bought for them.
Right.
There was an argument over insurance that led the singer to getting into a physical altercation with his father. The dad got a pistol from his room and shot the son twice in the chest. He then went outside and waited for the police to come and arrest him.
Wow.
He was eventually convicted of voluntary manslaughter.
That was so shocking.
That was so shocking.
I just remember that. Just like, what? His dad?
I know it. I don't know what was paid off or how many years he did in jail or anything.
Okay.
Matthew Broderick's. This is one Lori and I have a deep vault for and we'll never forget. His fatal car accident. He was coming off of starring in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was dating Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. And they were in a car together.
They were in Ireland.
Northern Ireland in 1987. It was 3 a.m. when Matthew Broderick was driving on a wet road after a recent rain. Say that fast. A wet road after a recent rain. He collided head-on with a Volvo, which held Anna Gallagher, 28, and her mother, Margaret Doherty, 63. Both of them died. Meanwhile, Broderick ended up with a broken leg and Gray had bruises from the accident.
And he was drunk and they were coming from a pub and he was on the wrong side of the road.
Yep. No, and that one we kept wondering why that wouldn't come up really in the U.S. media. It just never
did, or what happened? He obviously paid money again, didn't serve any jail time, but that was a big one because it was at like the height of his everything, and it was just like, come on.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah,
that was a big one. Paul McCartney landed in prison for carrying marijuana. In 1980, he ended up in prison for 9 days. Police arrested him in Japan for having, not allowed back there, for having 8 ounces of marijuana while touring with the band Wings. The incident occurred after the musician tried to go through customs at the airport. And this is his quote, "I was thrown into 9 days of turmoil. It was very, very scary for the first 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't think I slept much at all. And when I slept, I had very bad dreams. But that's why.
And he still can't go to Japan?
That trivia question, Lord. Didn't that just come up recently, Rocco? That which Beatle isn't allowed back into Tokyo?
I don't remember that, but is that true? He can't get back into Japan?
You might want to look it up, but for a very long time, he was not allowed to travel there because this was a big darn international scandal.
It was, because I feel like the Stones had some issues.
Yes, I think they did. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sean Penn.
Oh, there's so many
I know,
scandals.
But this was one of the first ones. Receives jail time after assaulting an extra. He was filming the movie Colors, which was with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And he earned a sentence of 60 days in jail and 6 months of psychotherapy. That must be before they came up with the term anger management.
Right.
It was psychotherapy back in 1987 for reckless driving and punching an extra on the set. Mm-mm. Penn reportedly became angry when an extra was taking pictures of him. You can just see him.
Well, remember the story that he tied Madonna up at their Malibu home.
But she said it wasn't true.
Well, I know, but
she said, I just read about it, and she said it wasn't true. Mm-hmm. People misunderstood us, blah, 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 blah. Okay. He was married to Madonna from 85 to 89.
Yeah.
Volatile. But the extra was taking pictures of him on the set. The actor started punching him, and members of the cast and crew had to pull him off, like beating up this guy.
Oh,
seriously.
My gosh.
Chuck Berry, the musician. Let's see. The rock and roll icon allegedly installed hidden cameras in women's restroom at a Southern Air restaurant in 1987, according to the New York Post. Ugh. The camera footage was allegedly edited and compiled onto tapes. This led to dozens of women filing a class action suit against the musician, who settled for $830,000 in 1994.
Oh, my word.
He also settled for $310,000 with a female worker at the restaurant and another woman.
I don't like knowing that.
Let's see. Here's another one.
We don't really have time.
We don't?
Unless it's a really little juicy...
All right, what about Izzy... Is it Stradlin?
Stradlin,
when he peed on the plane, from Indianapolis to before...
Is this Guns N' Roses?
Yeah. In 1989, from Indianapolis to L.A., he reportedly verbally abused a flight attendant, started smoking a cigarette, and then peed in the floor of the gallery.
Oh, dear. That is just rock star behavior.
And then he went on to explain his behavior and said, "I was drunk in the middle of a bunch of senior citizens types. I was smoking. The stewardess came over, and I told her to bleep off."
Oh, Lord. Well, there you go.
I was drinking so much, I had to take a piss in the bathroom. Man, seemed like I waited an hour, so I just pissed right in the gallery.
Oh, my God. Right, there you go. All right, there you go. Thank you, Joya.
You're welcome.
All right, when we come back, someone has a job, and they haven't had a job since Gossip Girl. We'll tell you who. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Listen, a couple of trailers for you guys to check out. The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Holly posted the trailer. Jessica Chastain is Tammy Faye Baker, and Andrew Garfield is her husband, Jim Baker.
Looks so good.
Vincent D'Onofrio, who we see in the trailer, is playing Jerry Falwell. Mm-hmm. Just FYI, because kind of you're like, what? And he is Sean Penn's father-in-law.
Oh,
he's the father of Layla George, who plays the young Smurf on Animal Kingdom. But it looks
really good.
It looks really good. And then Lily James and Sebastian Stan, they're playing Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee for Hulu's Pam and Tommy. And she is giving me Pamela Anderson sex vibes. Looks like her. Sebastian Stan, he's got the tats of Tammy or of Tommy, but I'm not getting the BDE.
I know you aren't.
From him. So, but I like looking at the photos. They're recreating. I don't know if you're looking at it, Rocco, but they're recreating like, because some of their famous iconic looks.
Yeah.
Which she just is really bringing us.
Right.
The Pamela vibe. Sebastian Stan, maybe when he's more in motion, because we've just seen stills.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm not getting the big guy energy that I
know
I want.
You aren't. You want something else
want
from
BDE.
That. She wants more. She wants more.
Okay, here's the news. Someone who got a job who, I mean, she's taking a break from TV, I feel like, for a while.
Is
and
it,
that's Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl.
She has.
We haven't seen her in anything.
Where'd she get a job in? She's with, you know, Adam Brody.
Yes.
They've been married. They've got kids. They've been surfing together.
Yeah. So Penn Badgley is, you know, he plays Bill Goldberg. Blake Lively, you know, she's
everything.
Everything. Ed Westwick, don't see him. And he got accused of stuff and kind of disappeared. And Chase Crawford, I don't know what he's doing. And Leighton, we haven't really seen. So Leighton has a job. If you read the book, The Weekend Away, by Sarah Anderson. It is a mystery thriller, and she is going to be in it. And it's out on Netflix, and it's about a woman accused of murder who's desperate to clear her name. You know, it's like...
Yep.
Anyway, so that she's going to be in that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that kind of looks good. And then the trailer for the new Gossip Girl, which is coming out on HBO Max, I believe... It's coming out like maybe the end of July.
Okay.
And the trailer's out and fans are twirling their pearls and clutching their real and fake Chanel bags in horror because, it comes out next month because people are calling it soft porn. That there are showing the high school students in threesomes.
Do people know how naughty Gossip Girl was?
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, my God. They would have these horrible, like, sex parties, masquerade balls. Oh, please.
There's scenes filmed in male bathhouses.
Oh, please. They obviously don't know what happened.
Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage, who were the showrunners for the original, they're doing this one.
When is it coming out?
It's coming out on, like, in the middle of July on HBO Max. That just makes me want to watch it all the more.
100%. I'm with you. Sister,
when I read a headline like that, Gossip Girl opens with scenes described as soft porn. Well, sign me up. That's what I say.
I mean, the last one was like that. That's what's so funny about it. Okay,
yeah,
you said you saw Michael Douglas on with Kelly Clarkson.
Yes,
and so his high school daughter just graduated, and he said,
I'm watching the interview, and she's showing a picture of them because he and Catherine apparently. Have a home in Spain, Beverly Hills.
Bermuda.
And Bermuda.
Bermuda.
That's right.
And it's Bermuda. It's not the Bahamas. It's Bermuda.
Bermuda. And they've been in Spain because Kelly had just talked to Catherine Zeta-Jones like a month earlier.
Okay. So Michael Douglas is 76 and his high school graduate is 18.
Yeah.
And he said, a lot of people kind of come up to him and wonder if he's the grandfather.
Oh, yeah. He
congratulations.
Said,
you must be so proud of your granddaughter. People come up to him and he's like, yeah.
Oh, he is just so, he's so handsome. He looks so good. And he and Kelly had really amazing rapport. And I will say this, I've been checking Ellen to see who she's having on. Yes. Nobody big. Okay. America's Got Talent people. Kelly Clarkson is already getting the bigger stars. Guests than Ellen. I feel like very few A-listers are making time to be on Ellen. There wasn't one person I saw this whole week that...
Well, they haven't made any time to be on our damn show.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I just... I don't know. I feel like people
feel
are
bad
avoiding.
For her now?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
So I'm like, oh gosh.
You can't be the meanest lady in Hollywood without some repercussions. Okay. When you have a reputation that goes hand in hand with you will get a parking ticket in Hollywood, you know that there's
you
no
know,
amount
so
of
so my
PR.
Neighbor just had she's very funny. So she is, she's scrapped, you know, cable from her life. So she's down to her three channels. And because NBC only works in her basement. So mm-hmm. she has CBS. And I make fun of her. I go, yeah. whatever, last time, I'm like, well, what's on one of your three stations right, that you watch? Right. But she has Netflix, you know, and she said she just started watching the Kaminsky Method.
Oh, that's a funny show.
And it's Michael Douglas's show. And it's just... It really, if people haven't ever seen it before, it's pretty,
light
it's light,
funny.
But it's funny. And mm-hmm. it's kind of good humor for people, you know, our age. I don't know what that means, but, you know, it's just a different type of humor of different type of situations that you get into.
Rocco,
different points
you,
in your life.
Did you watch Sweet Tooth?
I did. I watched two.
Oh, okay.
It's good, right?
Am I going to have to watch that tonight?
Yeah, it's good. It's well done.
All right, I'll watch it.
I mean, I know you're not a fan
you know
of the
I don't
dystopian
like that stuff,
thing,
but I'll watch it.
It has a fable-esque fairy tale quality about it. You
and it's
say,
not
Rocco?
Scary?
No.
No, I don't think it's scary. Mm.
And that kid, Sweet Tooth, looks like Rocco's kid.
Yeah, and it does. Yeah.
With antlers.
My kid doesn't have antlers, yeah.
No, I know it. But
all
it
right.
is kind of a...
Did Casey like it?
He's into it. I think it's because you like everybody.
All
and
right.
I'm so glad you told us James Brolin is narrating because Casey's like, God, this guy sounds familiar.
Right.
Your sister just happened to tell me today.
That's who that
anyway,
is.
Anyway, Sweet Tooth is on Netflix.
Hey, everybody, enjoy this 6-9. The date.
And it's 96.
Oh, lovely. 6-9. I love it.
On the hump of the hump.
Job done. Off you go.